Wait, can you tell me how do you pronounce Pangasinan Siquijor? How do you pronounce the S one?
Pangasinan and Siquijor.
Siquijor. Okay. All right. Okay, let's start. All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening, joining in. We have a special guest today. Our special guest family is from Pangasinan. I forgot
Ooh.
how you said it.
She just asked her.
I know, and I just forgot it.
Audience in the building.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cuenta Cuenta Podcast. This is Angela.
It's your girl Tessa.
What's up, guys? It's Ed.
And this is KP.
Pangasinan Singapore and the west of Mindanao. During her free time, she reflects on social constructs and grows more in self-knowledge through journaling. She nerds out on pre-Spanish Philippines, learning about different spiritual worldviews and family systems theory. We have Faith Dabayoyong.
Nice to meet y'all.
Yeah.
Hello.
Faith knows KP, like that's how KP and I met through Faith. He could not join us today. Ed, I like your hat. Are you
Thanks.
In Disney World?
Am I what?
Are you in Disney World?
I'm at Disney World.
Are you really?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was not like, thinking, wow.
No, I'm at my house. I actually just moved in, so it's like everything behind me is just like tons of boxes and mess.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Wait, you guys are in the East Coast too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Where are you located?
I'm in SoCal right now, but over there, is it snowing right now? Like, especially, like, because we have, like, a bunch of rains over here, and then I'm pretty sure that it's, like, similar for you guys over there. It's, like, really cold.
Not really. It's actually quite warm for New York.
Yeah, it's really warm today.
That's
okay. My assumption was wrong.
it was cold like a couple days ago, but like we just got over the cold front. I mean, maybe we're in a warm front. I don't know if that's a thing.
No. If you wish it to be.
Yeah. So Faye, tell us where you're working right now.
So I'm in a nursing home, and I'm in the outdoor break room. Which explains all the noise, like there will probably be people walking by on their phones or talking to each other and dog noises, so it was either here or my car, and like there wasn't really lighting there, and then I didn't want people to like stare at me in my car with the light on, so
my best friend actually works in a nursing home as well, but she works on the hospice unit. No, she actually, it's crazy, like she actually finds it quite beautiful, like she loves that she can like make someone's like last days of lives and stuff like as comfortable and as positive as possible. So I couldn't do it, no way, but she found her calling.
I also volunteered for hospice.
You did?
Yeah, it was called Hope Hospice back in Florida, and I would bake cookies and play ukulele.
You're so cute.
It was a long time ago.
So Faith, what is your role at the nursing home?
I'm a clinical instructor, so like I have students. My students are on break right now. So right now is break time for everybody. But
like
no,
that?
I don't work here. I don't work here for a different company.
Okay, gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
Nursing home, Faith.
No, I couldn't do it. It's a lot.
It is a lot, a lot. It's not just a lot, it's a lot, a lot.
It's a lot, a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like the nurses stay, like the nurses could stay late, like 2 hours, 3 hours just to finish the charting. And think about like passing medications to 16, 20 patients, maybe 25. It depends. And then if someone dies, you know, like,
oh,
Albion's like the charge nurse, they have to, they're in charge of like all the patients and responsible for all of them. And then they have to call the funeral home, the family.
Faith, are you still in school too?
No, I took a break. I was in school. I took a break and, oh yeah, it's been like a year now, like since I took a break.
What were you in school for?
Huh? I went to like this Pentecostal Bible school for ministry degree.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Very long KP's alley.
Oh yeah, he the homie. He the homie. But yeah, no, I went there. I was like really interested in learning about like more in depth, like the indigenous people in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like their cultures, like their worldview. Because like here in the U.S., like, you know, for according to history, like we do have like atrocities with like the Catholic Church or the Protestant Church coming over here with indigenous people. Back then in their world, they lived in a world where the core or like main beliefs were not like Christian based. They had, like their world was like when they would turn to the gods, not just God, they would pray to different gods in specific places. Everything was like place-based. So that's like some of the stuff that like I learned. I find that stuff like fascinating, like I nerd out on it.
That's awesome. So are you, sorry, I'm like on so much medication right now. I'm not really like my memory, but.
Why are you on medication?
Why are you doing drugs?
Yeah, why are you doing drugs, Angela?
Why are you sharing your drugs?
I think I
have... How much should I ask?
But did you say you had like a surfer story or a lemon cart story? I forgot which one you said.
Oh, no. I said, okay, so you guys, the last time we did this podcast was like 2 years ago during the summer during the pandemic. And it's when I had first started learning how to surf.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's like one of the homies, like he started this org called Color the Water, and he's trying to teach more people of color how to surf. He talks about history with BIPOC people and how it applies to modern day like America. But he's just trying to like create a safe space, like especially for like Black people right now. But he like brought me out to surf, and I was telling a story on that experience because it was like a whole other freaking world. It was crazy. I'd never been exposed to like actually in the water with them, man. There was this guy with a freaking hat, like he was like all surfing, he was with a hat and he was just chilling, but like he like took the hat, he put water in it, and then he dumped the water on his head like that, his bucket hat. It was just like rolling off of his body, and the sun was like freaking glistening. It was like stuff like that, and I was like, oh, who does that? Surfers. Or like I saw like couples, like two people surfing at the same time on a longboard. Very Malibu culture. Like it felt like a movie. Even like the type of people that were there, I was like, dang, like this is like really right out of movie right now. But yeah, like my phone died in the middle of everything, and I couldn't call Angela and KP right away to tell them what happened, so like it was just like an awkward stop.
Yeah, we published that episode, but we're here now, we're redeeming ourselves.
But that's not the story. That's not the story I was gonna tell. Like I'm not about to tell the same freaking story. It's all different story. I don't know how I'm supposed to start off, guys. It's not the lemon car story, by the way.
Okay. You could just say that time I blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So that time I. Well, I'll start it off with that time I and then segue it right now into I was today years old, a.k.a. August 2022 years old when I found out that Alaska was not an island.
Oh, okay.
Full time, I like this whole
why
time
did you
until
think
I
was
like 29 years old. Like, I thought it was like an island that was like close to Russia, or like all the way on the other side of the world, or close to like Iceland and Greenland. But I thought it was like legit, like its own freaking island, man. This whole time until like. Until like August 2022, man. Like,
how did you find out like, it wasn't?
What was the caveat?
So I was at so there's this Filipino American organization called FONS, and it stands for the Filipino American National Historical Society. So every 2 years they have a gathering in some part of the United States. Like they've had a gathering with all of their chapters all across the United States. Now I'm talking about like San Diego, Albuquerque, Arizona. There's FONS New York, FONS Seattle, Texas, Hawaii, FONS Alaska. They gather together like in a city that they planned for. People fly in or have a road trip there, and they talk about Filipino American history or the Filipino American experience. Mm-hmm. And it was my first time going. It was I don't know, I was like really like into it, and I was learning all this stuff from like other people. And I legit met like all these OGs who helped to bring about Filipino American history. Like some of the things that I'd learned about was like the term like Pinoy or Pinay, like mm-hmm. actually is a reference specifically to Filipino Americans.
As opposed to like Filipinos who are like still in the Philippines, like grew up there more nationally.
Filipinos are like anywhere else in the diaspora, like it specifically refers to like Filipino Americans, but now like the term has changed. So that's like one of the things I learned. And then like I was like interested in like pre-Spanish stuff, so there were people who were talking about like medicine from like pre-Spanish time, like what exists now, like what culture still exists now for people, like how do you track down your own ancestral history. There was just so much. There was a lot of creative people, like intellectual scholars, and like there were freaking kids teaching workshops to like the adults and the lolas.
Like, I love lolas. That.
Yeah, they were like teaching these workshops, and I was like, dang, these are like super freaking woke kids, man. Like I was like really impressed by like all the content and material that was there. Like if you guys get a chance, like FONS 2024 will be coming up, and that's going to be in Houston, Texas. Ooh. But it was like the 40th anniversary for FONS. Mm-hmm. And founders like helped to establish Filipino American History Month. They're so picky with that. They're like, it's not Filipino American Heritage Month. It's not like they want to correct everybody on that. Like it's Filipino American History Month. But anyway, yeah, so I was at one of the workshops. This wasn't a workshop that I actually like was like, oh, like I see the title, that sounds so cool. Like, let me sit in on this workshop. No, I was looking for a different freaking workshop. And once I was like sitting in the room, like the workshop was about this guy's motorcycle trip to Alaska.
Okay.
He was like half Filipino, half Japanese. And he was talking about he like had this picture documentary of his entire process of having a motorcycle road trip to Alaska, And like, I legit like sat through like a little bit of it, and I was like, yo, this is not the workshop I was freaking
And you're like,
for.
Also, how did
but I don't want to be rude.
Ride a motorcycle through the water. How did he ride a motorcycle away
from the water? That's what I ended up saying, because I was like, dang, that's pretty freaking badass. He did like a solo like, trip by himself. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, he's old. Like, it's scary. He's old. How did he do that? Maybe I'd want to do that one day. And I also, like, didn't want to be rude and just leave the room, like, boring. But anyway, he's going through his whole, like, picture documentary. He talks about it step by step. This is the gear that I brought. These are the clothes that I brought. These are the stops that I made. This is the tent that I slept in. And he talks about his process. Like, I mapped out my entire journey. And like, as he's talking about his entire journey, I was thinking to myself, okay, like, where's the part where you're going to get on a ferry or you're going to go on a cruise ship and take a boat to Alaska? Like, where are you even going to freaking stop? Yeah. I don't know, like, I really was just, like, waiting for him to talk about that. I was waiting for him to talk about, like, okay, and then I bought my ticket for the boat. Like, so anyway,
I don't know the map. Alaska's connected by Canada, right? Or is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on, like, the west of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, guys. Which
Wait,
is
it's not
plan.
Just like a giant like snow cap at the top of the world.
It was like I took, you know, I decided to take the Pacific Coast Highway all the way up to Washington, right? And I thought he was gonna stop at Washington. I was just assuming, okay, now you're gonna stop at Washington, and then take a boat to Canada. And then he starts talking about going through Canada. I mean, a boat to Alaska. And he starts talking about Canada. And I was like, why the heck are you going to Canada too? But yeah, like, he ends up doing it. He takes the Pacific Coast Highway. And then he takes his trip all the way up through Canada. He meets a guy who's actually on his way to Alaska too. So he ends up not being by himself.
Oh.
And by the time... He gets to the Canada part, that's the Canada part, and like going into Alaska, like he didn't, like that's when it like hit my mind where I was like, yo, I was today years old.
You're like, oh, that's how he's going to Alaska.
I was old when I freaking realized that that Alaska is not an island. Alaska is land that's like literally right connected to Canada, so it's like it's the Americas, man.
It's the Americas.
Yes, actually, like, the North Americas.
Is the reason why he like told this story is because they're like the Filipinos have like a history with Alaska, or is there like a Filipino history with Alaska?
I did not hear about him talking about the intersections between his Filipino American culture and Alaska. He legit was like, I want to have my dream road trip on my motorcycle solo.
You're just like, wow, and I'm going on an island,
and he just happened to be Filipino.
I'm gonna go for it. Like, no, like his tone, like he was proud of himself. I was proud of him too. Everyone in the room was proud of him, but like there was nobody my age in the room. Like everyone was like old, okay? Like, no disrespect to old people. I'm just saying, like, everybody in that room was like maybe in their 60s, maybe mid 50s, which is not that old, but and it was like more men that were asking all these questions of how they could do it too. But like, yeah, it was inspiring. I was like, okay, like I'm not that adventurous. I don't want to take a motorcycle trip all the way up to Alaska, but the pictures are nice. And I want to get a motorcycle one, but I'm too scared. I don't like hiking. Like, I don't want to be that much closer to like dying. Like, you know, we're like, I'll respect him. It was like, trip, his dream trip.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So wait, did you ever find where your actual workshop was?
No, because I missed it, because I stayed until the end of this workshop, because I was like, okay, this guy's like really telling his story, like and it wasn't like there were like 40 people in the room, guys. Like, it was probably like 6, 7, 8 people in the room. Like,
even I walked worse. In, like,
yeah. I was just let me give my attention here. I can see what this is about, because I'm all ready here. And I didn't want to be like, hey, I thought this workshop was going to be here. Where's this workshop? You know, I didn't want to like cut him off like that.
Right.
I don't even remember what kind of workshop I was trying to attend. Like, it either had to do with jotting down like our history, like legit, like naming like our ancestors, how to like look for their historical documents, and then either that or trying to like just learn more about like people that are like bicultural, but like it's like if they're Filipino and like have some like native or indigenous heritage. Like, they were just, mm-hmm. they were going to talk about their experiences growing up.
Yeah, so, like, that's something I wanted to ask you, because, like, ever since I've known you, you've been very, like, into not only, like, Philippine history, but very, like, much of the indigenous culture, like, what you mentioned, like, the pre-Spanish Philippines. Like, what made you want, like, interested in all that?
Oh. I don't want to like make it sound like super boring. That's all. Yeah. Like,
no, it's not. Like, it's on. Like, really interesting. Like to know that like our culture, basically, like it was a huge like mind blowing for me. Like as much as like Alaska's not an island, but like learning that we as a country had a whole culture, and it was just like basically taken away by like the Spaniards and stuff like that.
So, yeah, expand on that.
Yeah.
So I was going through this period in my life where like, so I like for my faith, like I'm Christian. I was going through a period of in my life where I was just like, yo, we don't have like a Filipino expression of like how we express our faith in church. It's very westernized for like for the Muslim people in the Philippines. There's like a lot of people down in Mindanao, and they're Muslim. They pray to Allah. They still wear their indigenous attire, but they weren't like colonized, if that makes sense. Like, they faced colonial oppression, but they still have their culture. They still have their dances. They still have their language. They still have music. What is Filipino music? Well, I'm talking about like through like the lens of like musicology, like ethnomusicology.
Right.
Like what are the polyrhythms and rhythms of Filipino culture? Yeah.
Yeah. What can we include if there's jazz fusion? There's like Afro Latino music for like jazz fusion. What about Filipino music? So like those are like some of the things that I was like thinking about, but like it started because like for leadership, like I was part of this this club at school called InterVarsity, and it was like a Christian club, but their main emphasis is embracing your global culture, embracing who you are in your skin. Like, you can have your faith, but like don't just rely on the fact that like you are nationally American. You're nationally American. So those are the things that they got us to like think about. And I had to read a book about leadership in the Asian church. And I was like, why do I gotta read a book about being Asian? So stupid. And then like for I had a classmate who was like white. She identified with being white. You know, like if we were to ask what like her ethnic heritage was, like she identifies like mainly with being white. And then like this other chick, like she was racially Hispanic, but she's Salvadorian. She was reading a book about like her race too. It was about, I don't know if the title said like Latino or Hispanic, but she was reading a book on leadership for that too. And as I was reading this book on Asian leadership, like the context of like how it was written was like talking about like mostly East Asian culture. And like, there was a point where they were talking about like Confucius and thought influenced by Confucius. And I was like, yo, like I can't relate to any of this. I'm not East Asian. And then at some point I was reading through the book and then it was talking about like how the Philippines was like the only country in all of Asia that was colonized by Spain. Like it recognized that. Why are so many Filipinos Catholic? So like I was like, yes, they talked about Filipinos, but it was about being colonized by Spain, right? So like it was like at that point where I was like, dang, like I really don't know anything about our culture. Like I can understand some of the language, but what can I say about like our culture, you know? So that's where I got interested in it, and I just went through like this whole journey. Like I was at like this karaoke bar recently, and like this fool walked up to me and he was like, what's your Asian name? Like what's your Asian name? Because he thought that I was he could suspect that I was Southeast Asian, but he thought that I was Cambodian because I'm in Long Beach, or Lao. He thought I was like Lao or Cambodian, so he's like asking me about my Asian name, and I was like, my people were colonized. I don't have an Asian name, but Filipinos have Spanish names and English names. And then like he just kept on going on about all his homies that have Asian names, and I was like, yeah,
can't relate. Like, move on.
But I tried to explain to you. I tried to explain to you already.
Do you have two first names though?
Yeah, I do. This is my first name. This is totally not my last name. But my current last name is Tabayoyong, but supposedly that was like a pre-Spanish last name. I question it though, because like it was written down in this book. There was like this historical book that I can't reference right now. I'd have to like pull it up, but someone was taking record of like pre-Spanish last names.
Oh, that's cool.
I looked and my last name was there, or that particular last name was there, but like I question it because like within our family, like all the Tabayoyongs are related and we have like a common ancestor, and there's like history behind why we have a common ancestor. But, like supposedly that our original last name was Dolores, and then they changed it into Tabayoyong to go into hiding.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Why'd they go into hiding?
Yeah, I want that lore.
Yeah, where is hiding?
With murder, guys. It has to do with murder. Yeah, like
the Spanish Inquisition.
Like some like scandalous stuff. Well, the rumor is that it had to do like the Japanese. Had something to do with the Japanese, but then like I'm like, okay, I don't like, I need to see this on paper because everything's like hearsay.
Yeah.
And I was questioning like, okay, our last name is like 200 years old, so this was like, is it really 200 years old or is it 300 years old? Like,
so much about history that we just don't know because it's like not taught to us, especially like
it's not written down anywhere, like, yeah.
Yeah, the censorship is
or really... commonly, at least, yeah.
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 I'm trying to, like, figure out how to wrap this up. You know who else has just
a last name? Oh, my God. You know who else has a last name?
You know who else?
He does. He does have a last name. That is true.
Last name does exist for him. Correct.
So Faith,
now who is him?
Where can the people find you? Like, are you like on social media? Because I know like, oh, you're like, I don't know, low key, I guess. Is there a place where you want?
Yes, I'm low key now because I got students. Wink, wink.
Oh,
I got
yes.
students.
Oh, true.
I got true, students, true. And I got some grimy posts talking about like stuff that has to do with like family systems theory or like like reflect on like growing up, which is like pretty. I think it's great information because it helps people with their own self knowledge and like. And exploration, but if I'm gonna like build rapport with my students, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be on private right now.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
I feel that. Yeah. I just gave my last name, and it's on Facebook. So
yeah, and
unless you want to find,
was like, what was your title? Like Miss Earth. USA, Nevada, right?
Me and Angela, same year.
Yeah, me and Angela.
Oh, you were like, just in Nevada.
We're like, yeah, we're both like,
man.
Had titles of states we'd never been to.
Yeah, we had titles we had never been to, but they were like part of like the big four pageants, which I'm not about to talk about right now.
Yeah. But Faith is quite an accomplished person. Thank you so much for like making time to like do this. I know like you're on your lunch break and you have to like go back to your class. But
your lunch break, it's like 7, it's almost 8 p.m. in LA.
I mean, yes, your break, general break.
That's lunch.
Oh yeah, no, I'm in the p.m. shift, guys. But dang, hopefully I get to meet you when I go to New York because I'm definitely going to see Angela again if I go back. Like, I would love to see you guys too, or